Welcome to Service Notes, the podcast dedicated to helping IT professionals and customer service leaders navigate the ever-evolving world of service management. Whether you're grappling with organizational change, leading a technical transformation, or wondering how to leverage AI to create better experiences, you're in the right place. We're here to provide the insights and inspiration you need to excel in your career and deliver outstanding service. And now, here's your host, a passionate advocate for service excellence and a seasoned expert in the field, Rina Brambutt.
When you think of project management, you think deadline and delivery. When you think of service management, you think continuity and improvement. Today, my guest, Tanya, lives at the intersection of the two. And I'm so glad to have her on Service Notes to share how these disciplines connect. So thank you, Tanya, for joining us on Service Notes podcast.
Are you a soda, water, tea person?
I am trying to be more of a water and tea person, but I am very addicted to coffee, and I am trying to be better about breaking my diet Coke habit. Like, you know, my boss called me the other day and I was like, I'm in the drive-thru at McDonald's about to order my Diet Coke. Can you hold for a second?
Oh my,
I know. Really, I was like, I love my Diet Coke, but I don't keep it at my house because I'm trying to be that person.
Yeah, sounds like me. I don't keep it in my house as well, because as soon as it's in my house, boom, boom, boom. It's like out of sight, out of mind. Yeah.
I try that. Sometimes it'll send me on drives, but you know, I try to do the best that I can with it.
All the best. And I mean, I guess it's not that bad. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, don't be too harsh on yourself. It's better than drinking alcohol. At least I'm not alcoholic. Yeah. Okay. And how do you relax after a kind of very compressed, stressful day at work?
Oh, lately I need to work on the relaxation. It probably used to be walks. That's another thing I'm trying to get better about again. Even going back into creative mode. So a lot of the work right now has been on creating PowerPoints, and that is a plan later this evening, you know, but even that process, even though it's still at the computer, which is not always the most relaxing mode, if I'm productive and if I'm creating something new and I'm seeing it take shape for a future initiative, that's exciting to me. We've got I don't know that I'm going to get a chance to get it this year, but we've got a place fairly nearby that plants sunflowers every year. It's a huge field.
Okay.
I love going to do photography out there. I'm hoping we don't get too much rain this week, because when I have a chance to settle on Sunday, I'd love nothing more than to go out there and take pictures of the sunflowers. But like I said, timing, I might not catch it this round, but they plant it several times a year. So even just focusing, like I said, the photography or on walks do have plants around. So there's butterflies. Like I had gotten off of work on Friday, you know, but there was a huge butterfly on one of the roses. So that'll stop me and just get me to focus in on it and like try to video it.
Oh, cool.
So those little moments,
yeah,
you know, they're simple, but like even watching the squirrels and watching them play, you're going, okay, I'm stressed out right now. I'm going to go walk outside and I'm going to slow my brain down and I'm just going to look around to see what nature's doing right now.
Definitely.
And that brings you back to life and it sort of grounds you and you're like, okay, I don't have to take everything so seriously all the time.
Definitely. Sounds like a good tip to follow for many of us. You know, just go move your body, take a walk.
Go outside. And it's, you know, I feel like to me, like in the generation that I grew up in was used to playing outside, used to running, used to doing things, you know, kind of had a long leash with that. And I enjoyed that aspect of childhood. So I very intentionally, as an adult, maybe again, actress, creative,
thinking,
and love karaoke
project manager,
and theme
my God.
Parties. I try to motivate people to go, we're taking this all entirely too seriously right now. And too many of us have blood pressure, heart, thyroid, all of the things. I was like, please, I don't know if you know who Betty White is, and she's since
I do,
passed, but
yeah, yes.
Betty White. I was like, can I grow up to be Betty White? I love her. I was like, and so sometimes those older generations, some of them remind me it's important to keep that childlike wonder because you're just more creative and you don't worry about what everybody thinks. Because if you're literally worried about what everybody thinks, you'll never please anybody and you will not live up to your full potential. That's something I believe, which
No,
is.
that's a really good point. Yeah, really good. Any parting words you would like to share with our listener?
Any what?
Any last words you like to share with our listeners?
Be curious, be creative. You know, even if you're more introverted and don't like talking to people, you know, because I understand that mode. Try and find people that you're comfortable with, that you can reach out to and learn from, you know, and just always be willing to grow. You're never going to stop learning. The world is never going to stop changing. And if there's something you want to learn, just even pick whether it's 15 minutes a day and just focus on that.
Yeah, for
So.
me, yes, for me, one message is incremental learning from this episode. I think that's so simple, and we lose sight of it. I lose sight of it for sure. And the downside is you're really not going to learn anything. You're just going to have a lot of this language in your mind, but you don't know what to do with it. So thank you so much. Thank you, Tanya.
You're welcome.
Thank
You're
you for
welcome.
making time in your busy schedule, giving us your, wisdom, sharing and answering our questions so candidly. Thank you very much. And
Thank
I
you.
appreciate you being, so honest in our show. And I love the whole nature aspect. And, you have done so much from where you started as a disaster recovery, probably very stressful. It sounds like a job, but it was more than a job, I think.
It was more than a job because it was. That was probably the one big role, you know, that I really felt like if I don't perform to my, you know, it just reminded me that people's lives were at stake with it. Because sometimes on other projects, I know we want the bells and whistles on things, but the world doesn't come crashing down on some of those, you know, so it was easier for me to be absorbed in where I truly felt like I was helping people rebuild their lives.
Yeah, no,
So,
awesome. Well done to you.
thank
I'm
you.
sure you made a big difference to all the people you helped to rebuild their life for sure. But thank you
I hope
again,
so.
and enjoy the
Thank
rest
you.
of your day.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Big thank you to Tanya for joining me on Service Notes. Her insights on bringing project management and service management were eye-opening, reminding us that delivering value doesn't stop at project completion. If you missed this conversation, you can catch up our discussion on the previous episode, and this is our final episode. So thank you once again, Tanya, for joining us.
That's all for this episode of Service Notes. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can put into practice. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest trends and best practices in service management. Until then, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep delivering exceptional service. Service Notes is proudly supported by 24 Trainings. Advance your IT career with their expert-led ITIL certification and customized service management training. 24 Trainings helps both individuals and teams bridge the gap between theory and real-world skills. To get certified and accelerate your career, visit them at www.24trainings.com.